Your reaction to tonight's 4-0 win here at Windsor Park, David?
Pleased with the win, pleased to be through the next round. That was the most important thing from the start of the game till the finish. Thought we controlled the game and again missed numerous chances, probably in both halves, to go and add their scoreline. But listen, I was pleased with the two young boys coming on. Gives us a wee bit of freshness and give me a chance to have a look at some of the other lads who have not played much football. And I thought, without us being brilliant, I thought we were certainly professional.
We upped the tempo a wee bit more in the second half, I thought. 0-0 at half time. You must have words at the half time interval.
Yeah, no, you try and give them a sort of a spark at half time. So, the players knew we were well on top in the first half without scoring a goal. So, there's always the danger the longer it goes that you leave the back door open. But thankfully, we got the goal when it come. It was a great finish from Reece, and we kicked on from there. And four was certainly the least we deserved tonight.
You mentioned the two young lads coming on. Young Ryan Strain came on. I think it was his first touch. Great header. And it was a great save, to be honest. One of a number of good saves their keeper made.
Yeah, well, these two lads over a period of time, over the past little while in the Swifts, have, they've been consistent. And I felt, and I spoke to Alan Dornan beforehand, they were two that I wanted to, give an opportunity to tonight. And they certainly come on and certainly didn't disappoint to come on and done the job. Louis Houston come on, didn't give the ball away. Looked comfortable on the ball, and as you say, Ryan Strain nearly scored with his first touch. So hopefully that's another two that we can start blending in over the little while. They'll go back. Alan says them after the game they'll be brought straight back down the earth tomorrow night. They'll be playing a reserve match against Carrick, so that's their bread and butter. And anything else after that's going to be a bonus for them.
It's a competitive first team debut for those two, but it's also a competitive first team debut for Cameron Stewart at the back as well. Gives you more options, doesn't it?
It does, and Cameron's come in and he had a couple of little niggly injuries at the start of the season. Done okay in some of the pre-season games, but he's another option. He's a big lad, and again with fitness and games and being in and around, the more experienced lads, he'll only improve. So we'll see how that develops. He's a great buy in and around the dressing room and wants to develop and wants to improve.
And for strikers, they love scoring, and Paul Smith's on the score sheet again tonight.
Yep.
That'll do him a world of good again, won't it?
Yeah, so disappointed that we didn't score a few more goals on Saturday, and slightly disappointed that we didn't score a few more tonight. But Paul come on, he gives a little bit of a spark, and every time he got it looked as if he was going to make something happen, which he's capable of. So that's the standards that Paul sets, and every time he plays now for Linfield and he picks up the ball, even tonight when there wasn't, a big crowd as there normally is in a league game, he gives them a little bit of a spark and gives them a wee bit of a boost.
The crowd here like Johnny Fraser, he looks a lively player, he's busy, he gives us all out there, doesn't he?
He does, and again, Johnny's been in and around it. He went last year to get a few games and some experience. And again, he's one that will hopefully keep improving. He can play either side, he can play up the pitch, and he's got a little bit of pace, which always worries defenders.
And professional job done tonight. We're in the hat, and then now obviously attention focus turns to Ards here on Saturday.
Yep. Hopefully we can take the confidence of the last 3-4 weeks into the Ards game. Ards are at the top end of the table. I watched them last week. They have a right go and they work hard for their manager. They've got decent players. They're a tight-knit group who a lot of them have come up through and got promoted last year. Some of the boys that they brought in have a lot of years' experience in the league, so it'll be a good game. But if we turn up with the right attitude and go and play, Windsor Park's a place now that we should be going out expressing ourselves. A great pitch, big pitch, go out and express ourselves and hopefully go and win the game.
And we just need a good crowd to get behind us right from the start, patience.
Yeah, the crowd,
the right level of encouragement.
The crowd, our fans, they said on Saturday that they have a little moan like myself. I like a little moan when things don't go the way I hoped. But the more they support us and back us, which they always do, they give us such a back, and then home and away, they're always there. They're always there with their fierce support. So again, Saturday might be one of them games where Ards might come and sort of sit in. So sometimes it's called for a wee bit of patience and keep backing the players, and hopefully we can keep delivering on the pitch.
But it was good practice tonight in terms of breaking down stubborn defensive rear guard action.
Yeah, I think we created enough chances tonight, considering I played, it wasn't three at the back, it was a five at the back and a four in midfield. So, you know, and it didn't change much throughout the game, even when it was 2-3-0. So, does it gives you that little belt tonight that you know, things that we can work on. We'll watch the game again and see where we can improve on and hopefully be better again on Saturday.
Well done tonight and all the very best for Saturday, David.
Cheers, Andy.